This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I imagine.
Yeah. What is your look? I know you've been having these discussions with Paul Ryan. What is the status of those, and what is your reaction, with the exception of Bob Dole, former presidential candidates and others are saying they're not coming to the convention? That seems to me.
Well, Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Right. Bob Dole endorsed me, and that was very nice, and that was very nice of him. He called me last week, so that was great. I mean, I don't need their endorsements. I don't think it matters whether or not I get, you know, potential presidential endorsements or past. But look, the world is a mess. This country is a mess. And I'm not looking for their endorsements. I just want the people's endorsement, and I'm getting that because, as you said, the biggest group of people ever. I mean, we have so many millions of people. And you're not just talking about by a little bit. I have millions more than... And you look at Dwight D. Eisenhower. You look at Ronald Reagan. Millions more than they had. So it's been a great thing, actually. But nobody has to endorse me. Yeah. What I want is the endorsement of the people. That's the only thing that matters to me, Sean.
Well, you can get the endorsement of the people, and you know, and hopefully you hold on to their endorsement and support, because you do make a difference. And you know, when you look at past presidents, though they're popular in that, you know, we have to consider that it's some of the effort and lack thereof of some of these past presidents and administrations that have gotten us into this mess. It wasn't just Barack Obama. This has been a trajectory that this country has been on for quite a while. This is being reported by Fox News. That was quite interesting. And this was a poll of Democrats. 71% of Dems think that Clinton should keep running, even if indicted. I don't know. I mean, you know, really? I mean, is this a real number? 71%? If she's indicted, you know, like, what, really? Are we going to have her walking down Pennsylvania Avenue in an orange jumpsuit? And somehow, you know, most of America, based on these numbers, are going to think that, you know, orange is the new black or something? Amazing that... people are just so fixed. I mean, it's like one of the headlines said, hopelessly devoted. I mean, you hear Olivia Newton-John, you know, something from Grease, you know, a little soundtrack there, coming out, you know, to, you know, hear that kind of support. This is amazing. But, you know, this is where our country is right now. The attitude that, I mean, look what happened with Bill Clinton, you know, and I got to tell you personally, I'd have a lot more respect for Bill Clinton after all that he put us through with, with Monica Lewinsky, if he'd have had the nerve and courage for all the money, even though, you know, Mrs. Clinton said they were broke when they came out of the White House. Of course, right now with the Clinton Foundation, and get ready for that Clinton Cash movie that's coming out, and that'll open up your eyes if they're not already, in terms of the kind of money that the Clinton machine has been generating and running through the Clinton Foundation. It is most incredible. And the pay-per-play implications, you know, I don't know. It just seems like Clinton's and scandal are almost synonymous. It's almost like you go to the dictionary and you look up the word scandal, and there's the picture of Bill and Hillary right there, you know, so to speak. But, you know, America, we get the kind of democracy, we get the kind of leaders in a democracy that we deserve. And, you know, what does that say about our culture? What does that say about us that we're willing to accept less than, you know, honest people? And you know, when we say on the surface that character matters, that, you know, voters will say outright that it is important that I need to be able to trust somebody and know they're being honest and forthright. And I don't know how those words, you know, can be said in the same sentence in any positive way when we talk about, you know, about Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry. But that's just, you know, one man's opinion. It's evidenced with what is going on, whether or not we're talking about Benghazi, we're talking about Clinton Cash, we're talking, you know, things that, you know, some smart people have written about and documented. Well, you know, hey, we're reporting. You decide, and let us know your thoughts on Bill Martinez Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go, and you want to be in the running for that DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away of the Young Messiah movie. By all means, drop me a line. All you do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Include your address, too, okay? We're going to think positive here. So I can send you one of the DVD Blu-rays. So bill@billmartinezlive.com. Just tell me, hey, Martinez, put me in the run and get me in the hopper. I want to win that that DVD. Young Messiah, what a great movie. I mean, it was just absolutely phenomenal. And so we're happy to be sharing that with you. So get in the running. Get your entry in there, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Hey, with us right now is the retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Sergeant Sangari, founder of the United Assyrian Appeal. He's the CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement, LLC, and had 6 years of continuous combat deployment in the Middle East, conducted 144 combat patrols, 22 special forces mission, and survived many attacks. Sergeant, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
It's good to be back. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a while since Nashville, since I had a chance to hug your neck and see you face to face. And, you know, it was great visiting with you there. But, yes, it's been too long, and we need to keep you on the show here regularly to keep us up to date as to what's going on, especially in this political season when so much is being lost here because of the focus on the election, Sergeant. But we need to really keep an eye on what is going on with this refugee issue, what's happening in the Middle East, and how ISIS is continuing to survive here.
Well, it's going to survive. It's a network. It's hard to kill a network. And I think as of even 2 weeks ago, almost a month ago, they started moving their capital. The capital is going to move from Al-Raqqa because their personnel are starting to move. So we're looking at either ISIS finally shifting their personnel, majority of their major assets that do the strategic thinking either into the Gulf states, or they're going to be moving into Libya. So that's one of the problems you have when you're dealing with networks. I know that currently there's combat operations to take Fallujah, and Iran General Soleimani is actually leading that fight. With the taking of Fallujah, Iran's going to have a larger footprint in the region. And I think what happens is when you start looking at the political decisions that are being made for foreign policy, it really starts cutting into the bigger piece, which is security. In this case, if you have a network that can move and shift and you're not going to go after it, it's going to cause us problems down the line.
Well, Sergeant, you know, a big warning flag goes up when you say that Iran's going to have a bigger footprint. I mean, here they are on the verge of being nuclear, And for all intent and purposes, you know, God only knows what's happening there in the deep recesses of some of these power plants. And, you know, I mean, what is the forecast there if Iran takes over and their footprint increases dramatically, which many have said is quite possible?
I think Iran's going to put the pressure in the region, really, is going to put the pressure on Israel, too. Israel currently internally has issues politically, just like we're having problems here politically during an election cycle. One of the most decorated defense ministers that Israel had recently, Moshe Yalom, stepped down because of the political shakeup. The new gentleman who has taken his place is Oren Lieberman. We still have to see what his capability is going to be. But I think, you know, you're going from an individual who had a very decorated past in a time when Iran's expanding its footprint. And I hate to say they're expanding it because of the support that we're giving them under the current administration.
Right.
It becomes very difficult for Israel to be able to survive. Look, Soleimani, who is currently leading the fight in Fallujah, you know, he was a veteran of the Iran-Iraq War. He was a guardian of the Islamic Revolution. He's been in the IRCG since 1979. He participated in the suppression of the Kurdish separate movement in Western Azerbaijan, commander of the Quds forces. He's assisted Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas. And currently what we're doing is conducting airstrikes in support of individuals like him to take and capture Fallujah for the Shia and the Iranian influence. And here's the same person that the United States has on a list of known terrorists, which forbids any U.S. citizen to do work with them, except for the federal government.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's been said that politics makes for strange bedfellows, but it's not only politics, but war as well is what we're seeing played out here in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, yes, it is. And what's happening, though, for us as the Christian Assyrians, we're being basically hammered while these elephants are trying to jockey for their position in a new revamping of the Middle East where new borders are going to be probably drawn. As an example, when we went down to the State Department with the NEA, the State Department basically told us either you will have to register with the Minister of Defense, and that means you're going to have to be under the hand and thumb of the Shia-influenced militias that are currently working on behalf of Iran to expand their footprint in the region, or you will not receive any weapons or training. Now, some militia leaders have taken that bait and or will receive training and support from the U.S. government and from our special forces, but they're going to be part of the so-called Iranian expansion footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we rejected this from the Syrian army because we told them we do not want to participate in the expansion of an Iran's Islamic footprint within the region. If that is something that has to happen, that's fine, but let others do it. The
question
being that 90% casualties almost with 10% less should not be used in this game in order to advance U.S. political agenda within the region to say that Iraq has remained a whole, which is a farce.
You know, what does America need to understand here, Sargis? I mean, as the founder of the United Assyrian Appeal, I mean, you're seeing what's happening there to Christians. I mean, how that, you know, it really has, you know, amounted in large part to, you know, genocide that's taken place here. And I know our State Department and John Kerry has been very reticent to say the G word, but I don't know what else to call it.
I think that the bottom line is that U.S. will be blamed for the genocide and the eradication of the Assyrian Christians. 6,000-year-old culture ever since the first Gulf War, our numbers have dwindled. The territories in the north, villages and towns have either been taken by the Kurdish regional government expansion, which has been supported and funded by U.S. policy and politicians and Congress in the region, or at the same time right now, with the fact that the State Department will not give you direct funding, or in this case, we will only ask for equipment to fight our own battle on the battlefield that you're holding currently, and we've been holding since 2014. Basically, U.S. in its history is going to be known as the the group that allowed the eradication of the Syrian Christians. This is something that will be a black star on our history 400 years from now.
For more information, ladies and gentlemen, you go to Sarge's website, UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org. UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org. Whatever you can do to help would be much appreciated. Sergeant Sangari is with us. We've got more from Sergeant on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez live, just about 15 minutes after.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Martinez live.
What does it take to win your love for me? How can I make this dream come true for me? Oh, I just got to know. Ooh, baby, 'cause I love you so. Gonna blow
phone. Still one of my favorite songs from the summer of 1968. A little Junior Walker in the All-Stars. I don't know, what does it take? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women an ultrasound picture of the baby? I'll tell you why. Because 90% of the women who see an ultrasound of their baby don't go through with the abortion. And that's what Save the Storks is all about. We've got 21 buses out there, 21 online getting ready to go out and be released as well. So we'll have a total of 42 buses out there, you know, sharing the truth with women about the baby that is growing inside of them, the baby that Planned Parenthood looks at as just baby parts. It's just, you know, whatever, some nondescript, but anything but human, because that kind of narrative, you know, kind of, you know, disconnects from the reality of what most women are understanding is really not true. And that's what they're coming to see, and especially when they see an actual ultrasound picture of their baby. 85% of the women who come on the bus, they get a free ultrasound picture and they say, hey, look, you know what? I'm going to choose life. And this is why we're supporting are the good folks at SaveTheStorks.com. Give them a call. Tell them I told you to call them. 844-578-6757. Get on the bus with us, okay? Any size donation, much appreciated. 844-578-6757. Our conversation continues with former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Sarja Sangari. We've been talking about what's happening in the Middle East, the disaster that has fallen the Assyrians, the Christian Assyrians there. 6,000 years. Can you imagine 6,000 years of history being obliterated there? Thank you very much, ISIS. And you might thank some other nations participating, including our country and the foreign policy and lack thereof, you might say, that has promoted this kind of obliteration of these people and the culture. But, you know, Sargis, it's not just there in the Middle East. I mean, we've got our problems here in River City in the United States, because this refugee crisis is opening the door to ISIS operatives, isn't it?
It has. It has for a long time. Months ago, I sat down and gave advice on the fact that we should not be allowing 65,000 refugees to come to the United States from Syria. And most of these refugees that we're trying to bring them in between a 3-month to 6-month period.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is, and our problem is, again, goes back to leadership. Your foreign policy cannot be haphazard. And what happens is, when it is, people step in to try to do the best they can to help. As an example, and I'm a Catholic, so I'll use the Catholic Church and the Vatican, given it has a lot of sway and power in the region,
right,
as one of the ideas of doing something good, but in the long run actually having negative effects on the Assyrians on downrange. The Knights of Columbus recently lobbied very strongly in D.C., and their position was that the genocide against the Christians should be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
When you recognize a genocide against the Christians and you take the ethnicity of Assyrians out of it, what happens is you basically now make it a religious war. So it makes it much more difficult for us to be able to fight the war that we're fighting. If you just had put the Assyrians as an ethnicity and recognize them as that, mm-hmm, and not lump them in all the other religious minority groups, then you wouldn't have some of the political issues we have to deal with downrange, whether it be with ISIS or with other competing groups in the region who are now bypassing all the political groups that the Assyrians have to go directly to the religious leaders in order to be able to progress their agendas in the region. As an example, you know yourself that Putin has been called the godfather of the Kurds.
Right.
When he is referred to as that, he is arming the PKK in his fight against Turkey. He is even giving them launchers to fight against Turkish aircraft that were bombing their positions within the northern Iraq. He has at the same time opened up negotiations and armed the Kurds and the Kurdish regional government, and they are receiving missiles and equipment to be able to shoot down platforms, air platforms. Well, ISIS doesn't control air platforms. So that's going to be used against any type of asset that may be a NATO asset, or in the future, possibly anybody who goes against the Kurdish regional government. What happens, the Knights of Columbus here push for the fact that we don't want to recognize just a genocide against the Assyrians. who had been Assyrian before they were Christians, but you're going to recognize against all Christians. So now you made it a religious war. Right. And as you do that, the Vatican opens up a Catholic university in the middle of Erbil, which is where the Kurdish regional government is established currently. They're not setting up that Catholic university to convert Sunni Muslim Kurds to become Christians. They're setting them up in order to expand their footprint for the Catholic Church by bringing other minorities within their ranks. What happens in this process, Bill, when these little things happen, and now you have the Pope striking a deal for the first time visiting Cuba and becoming friends with the Church of Russia, in this case, which is under Putin's thumb, all you're doing is you're making more difficult for the Christian Assyrians at the lowest levels to be able to get the support they need from the U.S. Congress, because you turn around then and say we don't want to support Christian militias in the region. At the same time, you want to recognize the genocide against them. And what you do, you put them in a position where they get targeted worse, and at the same time, they don't have to receive any weapons, because
exactly.
Congress will now go with what political groups are advocating, which is not even a safe haven anymore for the Christian Assyrians.
Sergeant, I got to tell you, I hope that people are following what you're saying, because this is, you know, it's so plain to understand and to appreciate. I mean, and some people may say, well, this is a little too nuanced, Bill. Well, call it what you want. The fact of the matter is that we're missing the point. We're wasting a lot of money. And we're not answering the problem, because ultimately, as you say, history is going to prove that America fell short, and that we got a big black eye on this, that we've allowed this to happen on our watch. You know, the genocide of the Syrian Christians and other Christians in the region there. But I want to go back and let's focus a little bit more on the United States, because people have been up in arms because, you know, Donald Trump said, which, you know, I agree with him. I mean, you know, you've got the intelligence community here in America saying we cannot vet these refugees, and then, you know, you can't profile them, and you're sitting there and you're looking at these refugees that are coming, and they're not coming as families. You know, you've got single women coming, you've got single men of fighting age coming in. I mean, all this stuff does not bode very well, and that anybody with half a brain could say, look at, you know, we got a bad mix here. This does not bode well.
Look, January of this past year, the commander of the Syrian forces went to Arlington and paid homage to all the sacrifice that was made by the U.S. personnel. And that was just a sign of respect. If he were in France, he would have done the same thing to all the French soldiers that died in the Iraqi operation to liberate the people of Iraq. Whether they are Americans, whether they're French, whether they're Shia, whether they're Sunni Arabs, everyone who fought specifically to liberate Iraq, to make it a functional democracy, not a full democracy, a functional democracy, spilled a lot of blood. And in that process, those individuals need to be honored. How do we honor them? Well, making sure we have a political policy that allows us to be able to have a footprint there, not bring the Middle East here. And
exactly.
Think that if we bring that concept here, now we're going to be able to develop ourselves better as a democracy. No, you're not going to develop it. There's only two people in the Middle East, though. They're living and they're dead right now, with
yes.
all the blood being shed.
That's what it comes down
same
to.
Same thing here.
Exactly. Well, he's former Lieutenant Army, Colonel Sargis Sangari, founder of the United Assyrian Appeal. Go to his website, unitedassyrianappeal.org, for more information. Sargis, as always, thank you so much for being with us and keeping us up to date. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors from Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted and relied upon by both consumers and the automotive industry, are naming the 2016 10 coolest new cars under $18,000. While many inexpensive cars are decidedly uncool, the world's auto manufacturers are putting more personality, distinction, and technology into their lower-priced offerings. Not only have affordable cars never looked so good, but they also have never been and more filled with cool content. Two criteria, fun to drive and fun to own, are critical among the deciding factors of what the editors freely admit is a very subjective cool factor. The overarching number one criterion for a vehicle to place on this list. Micah Musio, Managing Editor of Video, Kelley Blue Book.
Cool sure has come a long way, and it's incredible to see all the amazing tech features and amenities you can get on an affordable car now compared to even just a few years ago.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Press talk button and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, the one and only Cape and All, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Wayne Copping is with us. He's the producer of Beneath the Helmet, a documentary about the personal stories of five Israeli soldiers that created quite a ruckus at the University of California in Irvine here. And, Wayne, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming. We're talking to you from Johannesburg. I'm in Maui, so we almost have, the world covered here between you and me.
And it's a great start. Thank you so
much. Yeah, exactly. Well, the film, the film itself, Beneath the Helmet, and a documentary about the personal stories of five Israeli soldiers, you think, okay, it shouldn't be a problem. You go to UCI, and all of a sudden, you got this anti-Semitic movement and the crushing of, a First Amendment right and free speech on a California campus. And this seems to be more the order of the day these days, Wayne. Did it surprise you that this occurred?
It did, and it didn't surprise us. We understand that the groups like the Students for Justice in Palestine or the Muslim Students Union, they're notorious on campuses around North America for demonizing Jews, for comparing Israel to the Nazi regime, and this is their modus operandi. So we weren't surprised at all that our film was protested. We've made political films in the past, but this film, Beneath the Helmet, is not a political film at all. As you point out, it's a personal film about these soldiers. You don't see war, you just see their lives. And as you correctly pointed out, this mob of about 50 protesters, they were yelling obscenities, They were screaming at the people inside the screening. They were yelling, "Intifada, Intifada, long live the Intifada," which, as many of your listeners know, is a war cry supporting the Palestinian murder of Jews in Israel. And the people inside the screening were very nervous, as you can well imagine.
Well, this would be equated to hate speech in itself, don't you think? I mean, be screaming Intifada. I mean, that to me is the definition of hate speech.
Yeah, I think that's right up there with anything you could consider hate speech. You know, I think if a good thought experiment for people to do is if you replace whatever you're doing and you replace it with Jew or Muslim. So if people were yelling some kind of racial slur against black people or against Muslims, this story would be all over CNN. But somehow, because we have Muslim groups that are intimidating Jewish groups, only good networks like yourselves are picking up this story. And the fact is that this is not normal, and this should not be the new normal. Groups like Students for Justice in Palestine and the Muslim Students Union do this so often. And the question remains is, do college campuses allow students for the KKK on their campus? Mm-hmm. And the answer is no. And so they should not be allowing these students who they put up these mock apartheid walls, or they'll have students dressed up as IDF soldiers who pretend to be killing Palestinians. This is the kind of thing they do all the time. And this protest that we're speaking about is just the most recent incarnation of this activity. And it has to stop. Not only is it chilling free speech, as you point out, but it's dangerous. Who knows what these protesters are capable of doing?
Exactly. Well, you know, they're whipping up emotions here. And as you say, you know, you could have a oops or some other issue here that could ignite something of a grander scale. And it seems what appears to be consistent here, Wayne, is that the chancellor and other administrative officials are ill-equipped to really manage this.
Well, the chancellor did come out and say that this protest crossed the line of civility and they're going to be doing in investigations. And to the school's credit, I must give the school credit, in 2010, UC Irvine actually suspended the Muslim Student Association for disrupting a talk by the Israeli ambassador. Mm. So they have been doing something, but the question is, are they doing enough? And why do we have to wait for more of these events that, as I point out, could be dangerous in the future? And why are they allowing hate on their campus? So we are waiting to see what the school does further, but we're hoping that very strong action is going to be taken because students are just not feeling safe anymore.
Exactly. Well, and that's what I was just going to get to, is that, you know, here are the students attending. They want to hear what's going on. This is a good documentary, give you some insight into some Israeli soldiers. Like you say, it wasn't political. You just wanted to tell the personal stories of people, you know, who are in this situation. I had a chance in January to visit an IDF camp, which was fascinating. And, you know, talking to a lot of young kids, I mean, 18-year-old kids that, you know, from Boston that made the pilgrimage, said, look, you know, I need to support the homeland, and, you know, left their family and friends, and they're, putting in their 2 years in the IDF. I mean, just incredible stories that you thought, wow, I just don't have enough time, you know, to be able to talk to them. But for you, you know, you were able to do this. But I want to get back to the fact that what you talked about is the students that were there. I mean, they had to be escorted by the police. I mean, are you kidding me?
Correct.
I mean, they're that fearful of the situation. That's how bad it got.
Correct. And the protesters were actually banging on the door of the screening and banging on the windows and trying to force their way into the screening. And you have to try to put yourself in the shoes of those who were in the screening. They can hear people yelling, Intifada, Intifada. They're talking about, they're accusing settlers of genocide. And they're wearing kafirs and there's Palestinian flags. And you have to understand that anyone who's been following what's been happening in Israel recently, there was a spate of stabbing attacks in Israel up until a couple of months ago, if you well remember.
Yeah, the knife intifada.
Correct. Thank you very much. And these are people who would wear a kafir and would brandish a Palestinian flag, And they would drive cars into Israeli civilians just waiting for a bus and jump out and stab them. And so these people are wearing the exact same uniform of, if you want to call it, the Palestinian uprising terrorists, if you want to call it for want of a better word, or freedom fighter, as they may call it.
Right.
So the people inside the screening, do they know if one of those people are going to suddenly develop a sudden jihad syndrome or something like that? They don't know. That's why the police have to be called, because it's such an unpredictable situation. And as you correctly point out, there's just this is tantamount to hate speech. And if not this, then what?
Well, Wayne, the last day that we were in Israel in January, there was a mother of four that was attacked by a Palestinian, knife intifada, and she was murdered in her own home in front of her four children. You know, so the knife intifada was very prevalent in January when we were there. And as you say, it's kind of calmed down a little bit, but it's waiting for its next intifada. Before, it was the intifada by car, where they would ride up on sidewalks, as you were referring to, and just mow down Jews, just trying to get to work, you know, just trying to get a bus connection. And this is the kind of insanity that goes on. I find it quite ironic that here they are wearing wearing garb that demonstrates hate, demonstrates this conflict here in the United States, and then we have little kids that can't even wear an American flag in a kindergarten class without being cited and saying, you know, you can't wear an American flag or demonstrate anything of any kind of military suggestion. Not the flag does, but you know, it's just gotten ridiculous, and you know, these little kids are, you know, being expelled from school or suspended from school and things like that. So wait a minute, I'm a kindergartner. How much trouble can I get in as a kindergartner, you know?
Right. Yeah, you know, the whole thing is really upside down. And the question that we have to be asking is, why are these groups trying to silence the pro-Israel students? Why are they trying to shut screenings down? And people will only try shut these things down if their argument isn't strong enough. They'll only try intimidate if they don't have a strong enough argument. And so when you look at these groups had their anti-Zionism week, which was the week just before.
Wayne, we're going to have to pick it up from right here because we got to go to break. On the other side, Wayne Copping is back with us on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Documentary about the personal stories of five Israeli soldiers that caused quite a ruckus at the University of California in Irvine. Quite ironic. Here we are, believers of freedom of speech. People come into our country and decide to use that against us, and they want to squelch speech in the name of their ability to have the freedom to speak and to say things that I believe need to be categorized as hate speech. When you're yelling intifada, intifada, and you have this anti-Semitic, I mean, forget about attitude. I mean, it's just a clean, outright demonstration of it. And sadly, it just seems that our campuses across the country, you know, this is something that's coming upon them that, you know, again, I question how equipped are they in terms of being able to handle, you know, this kind of energy. I mean, here it is. You got 50 students that are screaming intifada, Wayne, and they've kind of turned this campus upside down. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of people, does it?
It doesn't. And the fact is that campuses are supposed to be a safe space not only for freedom of speech, but for freedom of ideas. And so what does this do to the young mind when they have to self-police their own thoughts or, you know, when it suddenly becomes an act of courage just to put on a film about Israeli soldiers? All of a sudden it's become like an act of courage because you don't know if you're going to be attacked. What does that do to the young minds? What does that do to freedom of speech? What does that do to the freedom of expression? Is this America anymore? And I think those are the questions we have to grapple with.
Well, the anti-Semitic attitude has been increasing in this country. And I would say you might run into similar events on other campuses as well, because this just seems to be acceptable. I mean, you've got some entertainers that are saying, look, I don't even want to come to your campus. Don't even invite me. I mean, forget about them telling conservatives and other people, hey, we don't want you here. We're going to disinvite you. I mean, you got other celebrities and entertainers saying, you know, you guys aren't fun. You know, I'm not going to come in and share with you my gifts and talents and have to put up with this kind of insanity.
Right. Look, we have to appreciate that the Students for Justice of Palestine, which is one of many organizations, they themselves, the SJP, have over 115 chapters across the United States, if not North America. And in each of these chapters, they're fomenting this level of hatred. They'll have the Israel Apartheid Week or Anti-Zionism Week, and there's a constant barrage of misinformation and lies and demonization.
And they're free. And they're free to exercise that, right? They're free to have those. I mean, you know, you tell me those weeks, and you see it on the calendar, and you go, "What? Are you kidding me?" And these are the titles of these events, right?
That's exactly what these events are called, and it's all under the imprimatur of legitimate resistance. You know, that's how they would kind of phrase it. But when you take the tiniest glance at what they do and what they profess, it's pure hatred. They are supporting de facto terrorists. They compare the Jews to Nazis, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And if these are the only messages that people are hearing on college campus, that the Israelis are war criminals and that the settlers are committing genocide, and if the Israeli students, for example, are too scared to speak out, so the average American who doesn't really have a firm grasp on what's going on in the Middle East, so he or she will hear these things, and they're hearing these very loud voices on one side. In their mind, they think, well, it must be true, and the Jews aren't saying anything because they happen to be too scared to say anything in many cases.
Right.
So that must be true. So that becomes the narrative. And that's why we're quite gratified, because the students at UC Irvine, especially from the group, the Students Supporting Israel, which is the group that put on our film, they've said, we will not be silenced, and they are putting on an even bigger screening of our film, which we're going to be helping them with. And it's their way of saying, we want to take back our school. We want to take back our right to have freedom of speech.
Exactly.
It's unfortunate that this time around there's going to have to be a police presence, and there's going to have to be security. And we're also finding that it's not just UCI, but other schools, when they hear about this, Jewish and non-Jewish groups, may I add, are coming forward and saying, we also want to support this endeavor. So now what's happened is the Students for Justice in Palestine have tried to shut down one screening, and they've actually gone ahead and spawned who knows how many others in their wake. And I think that's the only primary reaction that each of us can take. You know, when someone's trying to stifle your freedom of speech, that's when you need to have the courage to actually stand up and use that right and use that freedom all the more so, and not be cowed into silence.
What makes this even more pernicious, it's one thing to want to squelch speech, but it's another thing to invalidate your humanity, to make you less than. And that's what they're doing here. They wouldn't appreciate it. I mean, they're up in arms whenever we talk about anything empirically about the Muslim faith, you know, and that Islam supposedly is a faith in or religion of peace. And you go, you know, even the experts, Muslim experts, go, well, you know, the tough thing to reconcile here is that all Muslims may not be terrorists, but all terrorists have been Muslims. So, okay, so, you know, work out the calculus here. What's going on? And then you want me to be comfortable in thinking that everything is well, and then I see these demonstrations on the college campuses, which only promote more hatred, and somehow I'm supposed to, you know, re-engineer my brain and my thinking to fool myself into thinking that they are really more interested in love and peace than they are war.
Right, and I'll tell you another sad byproduct of this entire intimidation and demonization tactic that these groups use is we have many Muslims and Muslim students who do support Israel, but they daren't speak out, and they daren't put themselves on the front line because
of course not.
It's just too dangerous. So, what happens is it kind of creates like a false consensus where people think that all Muslims hate America, but that's not true. Many Muslims, all Muslims hate Israel, and that's just not true, because many Muslims do appreciate that the state of Israel is the one place where there's freedom of religion in the Middle East. It's one place where there's freedom of expression. It's one place where there's freedom of sexuality. And so many Muslims are proud of the Muslim state, but they just could not stand up and declare their support, because the backlash from these Muslim groups would just be too overwhelming and too dangerous. And so you have these second and third degree chilling effect, and so it creates a kind of like a false consensus, and the American students are left. They're really the biggest victims, and even the non-Jewish students because they're being grossly misinformed. And that's really sad.
Well, it was interesting. I was watching a video, I think it was yesterday, on a college campus in Oregon. A guy was raising money for Hamas and for intifadas. I mean, he was getting money from the kids. And, you know, what do you got? Well, his gal says, well, I had $27. This was my Bernie money, and I'll give it to you. And I mean, the guy, yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, I invite people to watch that clip because it's very instructive. It's he's an activist, a comedian. His name is Ami Horowitz. Mm-hmm. AMI, Ami Horowitz, and he went on to, I believe it was Portland campus or something.
Yes,
and
right.
He went
up
to people, and this is what you're saying. He said, I'm raising money for Hamas. We want to bomb schools and synagogues, and we want to kill...
Soft targets. He's on a college campus. He says, yeah, we want to bomb schools. These are soft targets, right. He says.
And the point is that don't make a mistake of these of thinking that the students that were listening to him misheard him, because he made it mm-hmm. very clear, speaking very slowly about what he wanted to do, and they mm-hmm. said sure. And so one really has to wonder, what are these students hearing? What do they understand? This and whatever they do know about Israel and what they think about Israel, how much of that is from these hate groups like the Students for Justice in Palestine, mm-hmm. the Muslim Student Union and others, this gross misinformation. And so we're on epic proportions here, and so that's why it's so important that people who care about these issues refuse to remain silent, and the silent majority stands up and says we need to take our campuses back, mm-hmm. we need to
exactly.
take our narrative back, and so it's really up to every single one of us to do that.
Well, it really does start with a thought, and these thoughts have grown into language, and language is following behavior around the world, and we're starting to see it raise its ugly head here domestically. We've had some terror attacks that have taken place, but, you know, look, at America needs to be on guard, our heads on a swivel to pay attention to what's going on, and we start to see these areas, these problem areas, whether they're the college campuses. We've been critical of academia, that they've been very lax and supportive. I mean, the fact that you could have, in this particular case, a comedian go on a Portland campus and generate money and do a fundraiser for Hamas and be so open about it to say, hey, look, we're going to bomb some soft targets. Oh, yeah, okay, you know, I'm happy to, you know, it's like, what? I mean, it is shocking, and you've got to, as Wayne says, you've got to see this video. Wayne, congratulations on the movie. Whatever we can do to help you out and come alongside and support the efforts, we're there with you. He's the producer of Beneath the Helmet, a great documentary about the personal stories of five Israeli soldiers that I know you're going to find most fascinating. And thanks for being with us all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. We appreciate it. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
It is just a couple minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you have sleep apnea,